Shot.
All right, we're talking about this. This is Bald Heads Podcast, and we are talking about the setups and the bullshit. So if you're sensitive, I'm not going to apologize. Don't listen. You won't be able to deal with this. I'm sitting here with my sister, my brother-in-law, my niece, and another family member. We're talking about how these lousy bitches is setting up these black men after they done been with them in relationships. Now, go on, start with the Michael Jackson thing so we could go back.
Okay.
I mean, forward.
Yeah,
they killed Michael because he was trying to buy Sony.
He already had 50% of Sony stock, especially with the masters that he owned. He basically had more.
He owned his own masters.
Yes.
He owned. You know what I'm saying? He owned his own masters. Owned the Beatles masters. Elvis. Them two right there, the Beatles and Elvis.
The only reason he couldn't get the masters from the shit that him and Lionel did is because. Lionel's smart. That's a smart
customer. Lionel already had the masters.
Lionel, sir.
Already got
them. I'm not saying that. He owned, outside of the Beatles, he owned McCarthy, like, his music himself.
Paul McCartney. Mm-hmm. He owned all of his stuff that he did with his solo, mm-hmm. with his band.
They did what they did. Well,
he owned Brownstone's masters.
Where are you reading that from? So we find out if it's truthful.
Oh, no.
A truthful source.
Because Michael produced Eminem.
And Eminem, and he said, why don't you get on and do one? He said, why don't you get on and do one with me and whatnot? He was like, do you own your masters?
Which is why Prince got kicked. Mm-hmm. Because Prince was trying to get his masters
and
back.
And he was putting everybody on.
He was putting everybody on.
But this is it. Okay, so that's the thing about the death and the police. So the next move.
But then you have to look at and whatnot. You have to start looking at the demise of the record industry.
Right. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm going to get into it. When they had everybody, when they owned everybody's master, owned everybody's master, it was cool. You got one dude that was powerful, Michael Jackson. There was somebody else like that too. They took everything back. Mm-hmm. Prince was beginning to get everything back, but Prince made a mockery of them when he changed his symbol and he explained himself and he explained to everybody why it happened. So you got all of that happen. Then you got the thing with Bill Cosby. He was supposed to be buying in it. All of these great big empires that own stock in prisons are basically the ones that make the movies. The movies are influential and the music is influential. Mm-hmm. But now you got the underlings who are still influential, like you got Jamie Foxx, you got who else was it?
Diddy.
Now see, Diddy got, now it's a separate situation with Diddy. Diddy got too big money wise and start pulling all that other shit. That's why he in that situation with Keefe D. But the situation with Keefe D and the Tupac situation is one big mega thing. Mm-hmm. However, the shit with the woman mm-hmm. now is the best time for them to come in and chop at him. Because he really got to watch his back for this other shit.
You don't think it's coming?
No, I'm saying. Oh. I don't know. Keefe D could die in jail before they make the right statement. Okay. See what I'm saying? If they went in there and got it, and see, it's not him just making a statement. For me being an old criminal, you have to connect the dots. Them dots got to be connected. You know how long ago it was? Mm-hmm. Checks wasn't even made the way they are made now. Mm-hmm. Debit cards are very prevalent. People are now just getting really back in the last 15, maybe 20 years, trying to get hard on their credit. But not to get mixed up in it. Puffy with old girl Cassie. Now Jamie Foxx, whoever. If they put the worst case that they could put on any man, is a rape case. However the case may be, America was built on rape, pillaging, and all of that. Mm-hmm. So if you a white man who knows so much that could crush the whole thing, mm-hmm. you put him in a cell and you X his ass. Harvey Weinstein.
Wait a minute.
Not Harvey Weinstein.
Are you talking about Epstein?
Epstein. Ain't that his name? Epstein?
Yeah, oh, that's the one.
He was the one that had more power.
You also
to crumble everything in Hollywood.
Trump and politics too.
His power is still happening. That's why everything is coming out.
Who, the man is dead?
Yes. His list has it has come out. I don't know how to access it because the government is so good at they're hiding this one. They have to release it.
They got so many government officials. They don't have to release it.
They had to release this document. There was no way they were
going to. Only way they're going to release a document like that is after a court case.
They had enough evidence to prove that these people were on that island. The only piece of, like, credential evidence was that list. Was that binder full of all them names of all the congressmen, celebrities, actors, movie star, whoever, that went on that island. They had to produce it because they had to. That's brought in court.
It's on Stoney. Look. They have.
Hold on, we all took the damn deep breath. Like, no, this fucking.
But no, you whatever list you talking about. Mm-hmm. Some court situations come out after court. That's when a lot of things be public. What you talking about is with the feds. They gonna hold that shit as long as they want. The feds different than state.
That is true.
So I just.
But the feds are also protecting people.
Yeah,
yeah, because some of they people on that damn list.
Because Trump ass is on the goddamn list.
Yeah, and when you
we're in a situation now with social media. That's why I'm like glad that my generation is bringing about social media. They're snitching on themselves. Things are recorded.
Same motherfuckers. Everybody do that now.
I want to know who I can't wait to go down, and I don't give a damn. I can't wait till they get that nigga Jay-Z.
Why you want to get Jay-Z?
You set up and you dogged out R. Kelly.
That's what I was just
saying. He dogged out R. Kelly out for a reason.
No, because he was fucking Aaliyah too.
Fucking Aaliyah.
He was not fucking Aaliyah.
I want y'all to realize one.
That's why
she was grown at that.
That's why
she wasn't.
She was still young.
She wasn't even grown when Damon Dash was smelling up her ass.
And that's why him and Dame fell out.
Yes.
I want you to know, with Diddy's situation with Cassie, I'm glad she did what she did, because everybody's like, why did she settle? She did not need the money. What she did,
she did.
That bitch need the money. I didn't even know who that bitch was till she stopped fucking with him.
She was a pussycat down.
Y'all, come on. Pussycat down. I want y'all to understand, y'all.
You remember the pussycat down?
She was the pussycat down.
Yeah. Who that from Josie and the Pussycats off Archer?
No.
Who the fuck is Zuma?
I thought Cassie was part of Pussycat Dallas.
Y'all, okay. Y'all don't know who she is, but we know who she is.
Here's my thing. And like I told Cam, look up her husband.
She needed the money.
He's a washed up ass motherfucking model.
I feel like it was more in any sense. Now more people can come out against all of these artists.
Let me ask you something.
Because one thing about
you don't think it's funny that a motherfucker putting up all of this fuss, I'm finna out you over there. Here goes some money. I'm okay. Because that bitch, it's a price to it.
He offered her
$30 million
and she turned it down. But you settled for $30 million.
It don't matter what happened. If you settle for the money,
it was not in a space to where, now, okay, what y'all have to accept with this situation, everybody came back out on social media. All the people that were talking about the situation
after she got settlement, after they got settlement,
yes,
because then now they want money.
No, it's not money.
Is you crazy as hell? You know how many people came? You know how many people came out on R. Kelly after they found that they can get blood from one motherfucking rock?
Do you know how many people been speaking out about R. Kelly, Diddy, Jay-Z? Here's my thing.
R. Kelly, like I said before, he was not the best person as far as with these little girls, but when the fuck they mamas and daddies going to jail?
Yeah. Now I'm with that. I'm with that. I'm totally with that.
You see how you were able to pull that out? You were able to sit there and be like, what about the parents? That's the same situation Cassie in. Cassie is like, okay, no, you
got Cassie was a whore.
Can y'all listen? Okay. Granted, whatever.
Do you want us to listen, or do you want us to just agree with you?
No, if they listen. Granted, she was 19 and whatever, but she was in the industry. She was trying to make it.
She was in the industry.
We don't know. True.
Why did you wait? Why would you go through all this?
That's my thing.
You can't tell somebody that has been through trauma, regardless of what the case may be. You are an outsider.
I'm gonna tell you when they make a law. When they make a law that it's a certain time you got to report it, we're going to see how many motherfuckers start talking.
If you read that court case, it takes 2 times to actually read that court case. That has, one, it has a trigger warning. And what history? history with a celebrity has a court.
Do you know what that sound like?
Had a trigger warning, and then listed in the trigger warning were the things that he did to her.
That sound like some of the weakest shit in the world.
How is that weak?
Because when something, I'm gonna put you like this. Say like you go out there to take that garbage out. Listen to you out there take the garbage out. And one of the Mexicans smack shit out you and tell you, don't you say shit. I'm going to kill everybody in your house. Now, you ain't going to do that.
What do you mean?
You ain't going to come in here and not say nothing. You going to tell everybody. So you mean to tell me if something happened?
I know. Hold on. That's because I know that in this house, I got somebody that's going to protect me. I know that if
my
something
point,
were to happen,
so that girl,
she didn't have that camp. She was not lucky to have a camp.
How do you know she didn't have that camp?
Because her camp allowed this to happen. If she had a camp, nobody would.
If her camp allowed it to happen,
what he did.
If her camp allowed it to happen, was her camp over there every time her and Didi was in bed together?
They knew about it. So you're telling me
that means she had the wrong camp around her.
If your sister,
that's what she was saying.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Her camp was not a camp to be trusted. She did not have somebody that had her back. So then things were allowed to happen. And then what makes it worse, he has a big name. You see what's happening now that we're able to have this discussion about Diddy, and you're able to sit there and be like, "No, that ain't really happened. Why she?"
I didn't listen. No, understand? I don't know if it happened or not. My problem with all of this. It's the same problem I had with the motherfuckers that had the problem with the priests. Why the fuck you wait till you 30-something? Why the fuck you wait till 10, 20 years?
You can't control
the reason why, you can't control it is because this whole motherfucking society got everybody feeling weak is the best thing to be.
Make it look like this. If you take away that money, that 30 mil, all honesty, to his bank account right now.
He gave her 30 mil?
Yeah, that's what
I'd have shut the fuck up too. He could have finger fucked me on Sunday. I would have shut the fuck up.
Big amount. Whatever the amount was they settled, that did not hurt his bank account. You know what it did hurt? Everything is coming out with Diddy. Granted, y'all don't know. Y'all talked about this in the past. Y'all had y'all artists. Jaguar Wright has been speaking up on Diddy prior.
Jaguar Wright has spoke on everybody, but at the same time. I'm gonna tell you somebody else. I'm gonna tell you somebody else who's been speaking right now. We all think this nigga nuts. The boy that was with Raven Simone, what's his name?
Orlando.
He has been saying, no. He's a little kooky because you gotta think about
he's got trouble.
Put him and Jaguar Wright. It's like he the kookiest, she the second. When nobody listening to neither one of them. And then you start going at motherfuckers like Jaguar start going at Mary J. Blige. She start going at all these people. And Mary J. Blige has always been a big encouragement of wounded women. Or women that want to be somewhere in love.
You have to see what she say. Why she called out Jaguar. Because it's a situation. Or why Jaguar called out Mary.
Because she felt she knew.
It's more of a situation to where
Mary,
it's like.
Mary Easton, my cousin. How are you?
You are always going to look at Mary as somebody that stood up for women because you've always heard Mary's story. But what is Mary actually telling? What if she is just a face that they can always use, that scapegoat that they can always use? Like, oh, we don't want to. I want y'all to believe that the end.
Her music was the shit when she was hurt.
First off, Jaguar, right, she can sing her ass off.
Okay.
Just like Prince said, you came for everybody.
For a reason.
No, it's because she didn't have the right management behind her and didn't get out there like she should have been out there.
And then only people.
The reason that Diddy is in the situation is because your older generation is looking at she didn't get the money, she didn't get this. If she would have got the money, she would have never spoke up. That is not true. I'll be sure. Before a man's went into a coma, he was about to put a whole documentary. He was going to tell it all.
Said he was going to put a documentary just like they said. Kim was going, just like they said. Just like they said, Kim Porter. So, a tell-all book.
You find it weird that everybody that has been around Diddy is either dead or not where he is in life? That's not weird to you? You don't find it weird?
I didn't say it was weird. My whole point for the podcast, well, this nigga's on the phone, it has nothing to do with what somebody actually did. Okay. I am upset and always be upset when somebody tells a story a fucking decade later. Yeah. Listen, I got daughters. I got daughters. No, it's to me, I'm gonna tell you why it's fair to me. If somebody does something to you, tell on them then. Okay. Make such a fuss about that one person.
But we're in a
it happens now, even in family. It happens in families.
True. Okay. I want you to put yourself in a position to where somebody is in a situation to where they do not trust the people around them. Something has happened to them and their family.
Get
and
the
they
fuck around from away from around.
That's not possible if that person is if your you, mom or
but if you the head person
this is, you know if you've it? Had situations where moms Aretha Franklin's mother knew that her husband was getting out that bed and going into his daughter's room.
And you know
Aretha
what?
Aretha Franklin's mother knew that her father had her downstairs in that club pimping his 8-year-old daughter.
And you know what?
She stayed silent. Aretha did not come out. It was
a bunch of different.
So she got into a position to where her voice could be heard. Her situation could be understood and people could sit there and be like.
And mom, and her mama was
wrong.
Her mama was wrong.
But wait. No. First off, Aretha Franklin's oldest son's father is not her dad.
It's her cousin. But that's allowed that?
At the end of the day, back then,
are you working tomorrow?
It wasn't frowned upon like it is now. Mm-hmm.
Okay, but
remember at the beginning of this conversation, I said
that is an issue. Which y'all were okay with that.
Remember, remember at the beginning of the conversation, I said, when it comes to rape and pillage and all that, America was built on
that. Make it okay?
I never said it was okay, but just want to say it's the norm. It's been the norm, it's been the culture. White motherfucking slave masters raped the women and they raped the men. Everybody was raping. So listen, go to jail. Not you go to jail. A person could go to jail for a drug case. And a person can go to jail for a rape case. Who getting out first?
The rape case.
The rape victim. So, but a rape motherfucking victim is worse more mentally than niggas never sell drugs.
So then you would see my point of saying why people do not feel okay with speaking up right then and there. Because in a situation of the law, in a situation where that man could get taken care of, you are failed. Tremendously by
and that's why people I say I don't like it when people don't say that. I understand your point of you saying the reason why they didn't do this and do that. My point of, and I'm talking about me, I never in my life could think outside of somebody else's thoughts. I can only think about me. If a motherfucker try to slide in my room in the middle of the night and I'm 6 years old trying to put their finger on my booty, hey, I put a finger in my booty. And motherfucker say he gonna kill me and all that. I'm gonna still tell him. And it's worse now because this whole fucking world wants you to be sensitive and weak. So guess what?
Why is that sensitive and weak?
Because that's because they're controlling you. They're controlling you with that. If I call you retarded out in the mall, now I'm in the house with him, oh, girl, you retarded. If I call you retarded, oh my God, it said retarded. The R word. You know they call that the R word instead of calling it like they call it N word? Them words was created for a reason. Fag, let me tell you what fag. You know what fag? Do you know what fag? Do you know what fag means?
Fag is
a fucking cigarette. How the fuck is you mad when somebody called you a square?
Why was the white man able to sit there and criminalize that word?
Bam. Just like you said, the white man. The white man criminalized everything when it comes to another race. A Mexican raped somebody, oh, he's getting 1 million years. A black man, he's getting 1 million years. A white man, he's getting therapy and it's going to give him 6 months.
Yeah.
And it's, guess who he's fucking? His own kids. And they all came together and they told about it.
So why would you say you don't feel comfortable with people speaking up later in life?
Because if you speak now, it'll get handled now. It's noticed now. It can be noted. Because a lot of times when it comes to rape, you have to. Oh my God, it's harder to prove.
Prior to these videos are just resurfacing now, but prior to we've had artists speak out.
What you have to understand is Diddy was a motherfucker before he was Diddy.
Okay, but which
and you got to be a motherfucker to have that much money and that much power. See,
and somebody always running around talking about take that.
Call the young ones what you want to say, but that is not okay with us anymore. We should not have to
We can't even slap y'all without y'all crying.
Okay. It's not us being sensitive.
So it's just like this YSL shit. Y'all so great on saying Young Thug ain't do this, Young Thug ain't do that. Y'all want with that nigga. Y'all don't know what the fuck he out here doing.
Okay, because I just told Dad about this. I could be wrong, but as an Atlanta native, that man stood. I've lived here for, years?
Native means born of.
I grew up here. That man stood on business when it came to what he had going on.
Nah, from baby.
That's why they his lyrics are being made to you.
This bitch been in jail for 3 motherfucking years. The only reason he ain't been convicted yet, because this motherfucker is running a gang, and they motherfucking going to the goddamn jury like...
Trust me.
You can sit on this jury if you want.
Trust me, your uncle was in the gang. He got a little fruity gang. He got a gang.
I know what gang members do.
So...
And especially if
you want to take away... He's a gang nigga. What's going out there? It's still going on without Young Thug being on the streets. You
He's
have
still
niggas
running it from the phone.
You have
baby.
Niggas that's going against Thug and that don't even listen to Thug that are gang niggas that don't what?
First off, I don't consider no nigga in no gang that has his fingernails painted and wears those shoulder pads in his shirts.
That's you, and that is.
They wear blouses. No one could scare me with a blouse.
That's you, and that's what your generation has going on. Because in my generation, I've seen a lot of gay niggas. They be wearing the girliest thing. Saucy Santana is gay. Got the nails, everything, hair, lash, nails, everything. Walking like a dog. But he will still get in that street and fight you like you was a whole nigga. And he's a whole nigga.
Let me explain something to you.
And
I understand. I understand what you're talking about. I want you to realize this.
How strong he is.
There is no way Saucy Santana could whoop me and tell you why.
That's your opinion.
No. Let me tell you why.
That's your opinion.
Ain't no nigga that suck cock finna beat me up.
That's your opinion.
And there's people
opinion.
Out here with...
But
with cameras,
I will bite that nigga
and rip his face off before he beat me.
I promise.
If I'm losing, I'm gonna fight dirty.
I promise you think that you're in a situation because you haven't been touched.
The fact that you think that your uncle will get beat up by Saucy Santana.
A lot of the niggas that you hang with could have been bent over before, but they DL.
Oh, no.
And they won't talk about it because they're in a situation.
I am not. I am not. Do you understand what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck what another nigga did, what a nigga got done to him. Your uncle wasn't with none of that shit.
Okay, so uncle, what you just said, you don't care what another nigga did. You can't tell that nigga just because he bent over that he can't beat you up.
You're not going to beat me up when I find out you beating over. You ain't going to beat me up. No, I'm fighting my
brother. In the refrigerator.
So, okay, I have a situation. What if you in a fight... just talking outside of your neck, somebody stand up to you, and then you find out after that fight, not saying that you lost, but you didn't win. What if you find out he gay? What you gonna do then?
I'm gonna go and kill him.
Why?
Because that would not be on my record. That's not gonna be on my record. Ain't no smut. Ain't no smut. Ain't no smut on my record. No, I'm not. Let me tell you something. I'm never. I never in life are going to put myself any situation I ever was in or got in, and this is just talking about me. I never didn't think of the future of this fight or this war. I always thought ahead.
But you hear what you want.
I'm not, but listen, we talking shit and we joking, but I'm going to tell you something. I'm not going to get myself in no fight with no Saucy Santana. Let me tell you why. Because if he did, I got to kill him. Do you understand? Kill him mean. Kill don't.
So where you kill him. Be there yet.
Okay.
You hear what you keep saying? That's my point.
I guarantee
you. You have that ideology to where you know that's not going to happen.
Back to Diddy and Keefy D.
Yeah, because I don't know how the fuck we even got on.
I guarantee you, Keefy D will come up dead.
And what
before
is that
Puffy can be implemented in
if he come up dead, that's gonna be another person that can't talk. To the world.
But you're making it okay. One, Diddy is in a situation now in the light to where everybody.
You think the thing with Cassie and the people that's speaking on is worse than the Tupac thing?
Yeah,
The Tupac thing, the other bodies behind his back, the Tupac thing is a timeout.
Everybody knew from the beginning that that situation with both of them, Tupac, and I'm going to bring Biggie into this, Biggie, both of their deaths were suspicious and odd and very flaky. Like, if you really look back to them, what do you mean? How did that happen? How did you get in that situation?
Guess
how were both of them in
that situation? I feel like as
especially
far as Tupac,
with Tupac, like my mom said, he was speaking up. So regardless of the gangs getting him and Diddy,
no,
and
the gangs weren't trying to get him.
No,
the fans and the CIA.
That's what I was about to get at.
Is who
I
got
was just
Tupac killed?
Suge
just took the rap.
That's all that is. Like, with people thinking that their natural enemy is going to be the gangs, and their natural enemy is actually the feds.
Yeah.
Yeah, and kid that half white come down that boy. He ain't aging well.
So with the Diddy situation,
So
with the Diddy situation, Diddy is in a situation now to where if something does happen to Cassie, all fingers are pointed.
Cassie ain't shit gonna happen to Cassie. Some gonna have to happen to Keefy D. They're gonna be pointed, but ain't nobody to do. Ain't nobody to really solidify.
Who is to say somebody is not sitting there? Everybody has been in a situation to where they said they thought Diddy has done something, didn't really have the evidence.
Yeah.
Diddy is also the type.
They don't have no evidence with the Cassie thing now.
What do you mean they don't have no?
That girl, listen. She took the money. It's over with.
You got people coming out. Thank
you. I'm like, you got people.
Other artists and whatnot.
Artists now that have been sitting there.
Yeah, but I bet you ain't finna pay nobody else.
No. But you know how we say,
One of the guys said. People who speak out against Diddy, what happens to them?
Niggas was dying of natural causes. And a couple, only motherfuckers didn't die of natural causes. And they didn't speak out on was Pac and Biggie. Who else got killed? Everybody else died. Who else got killed?
Andre Herrera died.
He died of natural causes.
Yeah.
That's natural causes, girl. But there are poisons that make it look like natural causes.
But what the fuck would he have been mad at him for?
See, Andre.
Then you got the bodyguard. You got one of the old bodyguards, and then you got the other bodyguard and whatnot.
Or the bodyguard again to the thing with Suge.
So if that's the case, is Beyonce bodyguard gonna come and tell Jay-Z I've been fucking your wife all these years? Where the hell did that come from?
Is
he gonna really believe what a bodyguard got to say?
Is we really gonna believe what a bodyguard got to say? If y'all are in a situation where both of y'all are famous, right? And you see this big time producer, this big time nigga, you're hanging out with him. He got you camp. He got you clubs. He flow in your pocket. We saw what happened in Michelle LA in the studio beating on that girl. They were still turning the music up and ignoring it. You know why? Because them niggas was beating bitches up too.
Exactly.
So you're talking about
I used to beat bitches up back then. Back then. It was a regular thing.
Why don't they speak up?
What you say, bitch?
But most niggas, you gotta realize,
it ain't always that. Dre was the big dog. Easy was backing him. They brought everything together. He had the money. He was the nigga.
Easy was saving her.
What did you tell me from the movie?
First off, Dre didn't allow nobody to talk to her.
Time out. Michelle A went out until he went over to death row.
And then you talking about a movie.
Easy wasn't fucking with them. He was in death row.
You talking about the movie?
Yeah, you talking about the movie.
That's her experience.
I'm talking about that Lifetime movie because I'm waiting on Surviving P. Diddy movie.
You don't think it's coming? That's what I'm saying. That is the reason why Cassie spoke up because it is. We're going to have a Surviving Diddy moment. No. R. Kelly, how? It took R. Kelly until what? When did he get arrested? 2020?
No, that nigga
when was that?
Girl since the 90s.
That's what I'm saying.
But his camp of people. His camp of people have been doing the same shit too. Because guess what? Guess who is more easy to come to? Young fucking women. Young black women. Anybody young. Bitches get off the bus, get caught the fuck off. Because they very influential.
Even after. Diddy not going down.
It is. It's the truth, though.
Why don't you think he going down? Y'all generation probably can keep funding him, but who really
funding him? We not funding him.
How's he not going to go down? R. Kelly. Okay, y'all didn't answer my question. When did R. Kelly get arrested, and when did he get...
How many times that nigga got arrested?
You just... He been getting arrested.
No, I'm saying, like, these cases, the reason that he got jailed...
You want to know why it stuck this time?
Social media.
Social media.
And you think that is a downfall?
And then, but now his wife.
You think that's a downfall?
Now his wife on TV talking to him, I got to take care of these kids by myself, bitch. Was you not on Survivor, R. Kelly?
And guess who? Guess who one of her friends is? Guess who one of what R. Kelly wife's friends is? Me. That's my motherfucking nigga. But I told her when I said, why did you get on that?
First off, the only reason he married her is because she got pregnant. He was fucking her and the other dancer.
That he married somebody. He is the problem. Why do we have
the parents is also the problem.
Okay, but R. Kelly did not get arrested for. I'm just gonna cuss. For sleeping with little girls until he was...
What's up, Stitch?
Rocco. He did not get caught. Yeah. He did not get caught until recently, 2018. As in
he got caught?
No, he has been arrested.
He didn't, and it didn't stick.
Stick, and he was not facing time until now. Because
the shit that he got right now, ain't for little kids or little girls. It's grown women. Yeah. It was all grown women on that goddamn Survivor. Out of Kelly.
No. The bitches that he got caught for, the bitches down here, they was real grown. They was 22, 23 years
what
old.
What it was, they charged him.
He made me stay in the house and
kidnapping.
They got him for kidnapping. So
you are going to sit there and tell somebody what can scare them and what cannot scare them. Who can fear
there
them?
There was not because a chain. It was not an invisible
somebody
gate.
Does not have
was nobody there to keep that hoe in that house?
And who's shitting on the bucket? Who gonna make a woman wait? A black woman make wait for food?
I'm in a situation with a celebrity that I could be fangirling over this celebrity. I get my champ, Chris Brown. We're gonna use him as an example.
Chris beat on bitches too. Hello.
Don't talk about
him. Beat on bitches.
My thing. I love RiRi, but she should have got her ass beat.
But she was whipping his ass, too.
Exactly.
That's why she should have got her ass beat.
She should have got her ass beat because she ran that motherfucking Lamborghini into that street.
Yes, she did.
She hit him in no car. I won't say off the blue.
No, she hit him in the party.
I personally know somebody that used to drive.
Take that.
I personally know somebody. And he said that Rihanna was off the fucking chain.
I'm just saying. If I was in a
had another baseball player.
I'm just saying, if I'm in a situation where I got this celebrity, I am a fangirl of this celebrity. I don't know how he really is in real life or she. I don't know how they really are. I'm just fangirling over them. I am just social. It's a social. That's what I'm saying.
A janitor.
So I get with them and they whoop me and they are mentally and physically abusing me and telling me that I am weak. And you don't know my mental status. You don't know that this person that I have loved and fantasized over.
You can't be a weak man, you motherfucker, with a celebrity.
So you stay in your weak ass there?
She knew she was weak.
You're not
change
seeing
how they think, how they feel when they get with somebody who got some sex.
And most fangirls are weak.
And you cannot blame this lady because you weak as fuck. Because you weak.
But you have that. You are lucky to have that mindset. You grew up where you could have that mindset of knowing right from wrong. My mom raised me to know. If you go skinning and grinning in a grown man face, grown man things are going to happen to you.
Grown man shit don't happen. Don't come tell me that.
My age that
don't come tell me that some grown man touched you. First off.
So they were built different.
Wherever you at.
That's what I'm saying.
That's the ones that's weak.
There are not many people out there that are built with the mom that I had. The mom that was able to sit there and
I'm going to tell you something that they say in court. Tell you something that they say in court.
They don't hold up in court.
Because
they don't.
Yeah, you don't. But and this. This a prime. Hey, this a prime reason for it. Because they will tell you, ignorance doesn't matter to the court.
It's not.
If the information, listen. If the it is, you could be ignorant as hell because you ain't taught something. Your mama taught you what? That motherfucker didn't get taught it. That motherfucker's ignorant to that fact. You looking at it because it's a fucked up ass emotion, and we ain't built to have weak thoughts.
Y'all also have a lot of trauma that y'all are not willing
to. Let me tell you what the trauma is. We ain't gonna accept it. Cause what the fuck is it gonna do? I got a trauma example. I stayed on 75th and Saginaw. What in Crandon did you stay on?
79th.
Do you know how many gang motherfucking territories I had to walk through that?
Compare your trauma.
Hold on. I'm gonna tell you. Do you? You say what?
Your trauma to you.
You gotta walk through. I'm trying to explain something.
Always going
to
be more severe
But I'm trying to tell you something. Right now, you stay in a fucking Mexican Venezuela village.
Okay.
Do you know the main motherfuckers that they got out here trafficking and kidnapping black girls? It's them. You in the middle of them. So my thing of it is, if you know this, you have the knowledge of knowing this, you're cautious. Every van pull up, you looking at that motherfucker, anything pull up. Mm-hmm. Another motherfucking black young girl, your fucking age, that doesn't know this, is snatched up. A van pull up. Hey, do you know where 7483 is? Well, bitch, get in this car.
Her ignorant because she did not have the resources that I have.
That's what it is. That's what ignorant is.
Think about it,
education. If you weren't taught,
like not having the knowledge of,
right.
And not having the knowledge. That's the software of saying it.
That's not calling somebody ignorant.
This argument now.
Huh?
That term was created by the white man, was it not? What?
No.
Who created?
What term?
Ignorance means the not. No, that means the.
No, so
I forgot.
It's not. It's not knowing.
It's a Latin word.
What I explained to you though is, in a court of law.
Right, and it does not. When you look up the definition, ignorant of black face ain't on that.
Do you know if you sit up and go to court and you say, I didn't have a daddy, my mother did this, we stayed in a slum, we stayed in a. Oh, but you still you still had 18 keys, you still going your ass to fuck to jail. Because you, and that's the same, because this person didn't have the privileges that the next person have. One privilege is, if you living in a certain group of area of people, you get taught different things. I got this thing going on right now. I had a great-grandmother and great-grandfather and regular grandparents on both sides. I'm different because I was taught from 2-3 generations up about certain things. A lot of that shit didn't hit me till I got older, and I'm sitting in the room like, this is why my grandfather said he was going to push my grandmama downstairs. Okay, understand this now. I never said it made it okay. What I'm trying to explain to you is, you have common sense. I'm talking about you. You're educated. And you come from a realm of tough love. So you ain't no weak motherfucker. You ain't one of these weak ass bitches out here. And in your age group, in your era, you sit out different. You just amazed me. You just amazed me with talking about sports. See, I was outside gangbanging and stealing cars. I wasn't doing all that. That shit wasn't shit to me. I know your daddy know about it, so if I ever needed any education on a motherfucker doing something, I'll call that nigga. Hell, I'll call my goddamn son. But see, information was putting you a different way. So now the way you absorb shit, ain't no lot of girls your age talking about that shit you was talking about the management and all of that.
Speaking about it could teach somebody. So I can't.
Oh, so you could teach somebody that doesn't know it because they're ignorant to the fact. My whole point. Thank you. Yes. Let me get another drink.
So because they were never brought. I'm saying, just because I have to call this girl ignorant.
You don't gotta call
her
ignorant.
No, I'm saying.
She's ignorant to the knowledge. Ignorant.
Ignorant
is not a negative word. Nope. It's been
really
made
not.
Negative.
I can drink. You can drink that. Give me the sangria.
It's been made to be negative.
Yes.
Yeah. It's.
That's what I'm saying. So why use the word ignorant and just say
because it's
not know.
Lack of
that's
knowledge.
Lack of
that's
knowledge.
What I'm saying.
That's
so
the weak
why
shit
do
I'm
you?
About.
Why
it
do
I just
it's
had
it's just
say.
A big word.
I just had
it's
to say.
What did I tell you?
That's
I tell you?
That's weak.
Why is that weak?
Ignorant to the fact.
You can't.
have. It's not. I've told you time and time again. People think that they're smarter than you because they know how to use bigger words. So the word ignorant was thrown around because they thought it made them look smart.
And when you ask
and them, because I used a big word and somebody said, well, what does ignorant mean? See,
it's really ignorant. Okay, so I don't know this. You don't know that? Like,
it's,
no.
So that's why I don't want to say ignorant. It's more.
Well, don't say it and don't get offended when we say it.
Right. Because I
can't help you.
We come from an ignorant ass time.
You can't.
Look, I don't give a fuck who feelings get hurt about what the fuck I say. In the words of my grandmother, it would be rips. And I'm gonna keep it moving.
But that's a problem. That's why kids grow up the way kids grow up. That's why we have the situation that we have growing up, where kids.
Now y'all got the situation y'all got growing up because y'all got too many bitch ass motherfuckers.
Y'all get on the internet and believe everything. Let me tell you what's up.
Hold on. Because the same way that you finna say that we believe everything.
I'm finna tell you something.
You believe everything that you're gonna.
I was just finna say. Listen.
No.
But in the news and on TV,
no.
It was three ways it came at us. It came by somebody telling us, it came by somebody saying it, and it came by us reading it. If you got all of that pressure in your brain, it's going to go like that. However, another way of getting through that is finding out this knowledge on your own. Like a lot of people a lot of people were ignorant before Hidden Colors came out. Hidden Colors is a series of shit that you make you go look in the right place for your own black history and your own situations. A lot of people did not know until it was researched, but the research was out there.
Majority of everything that was invented
by a black person.
A lot of your people did not know. I can speak for
you. You didn't know neither because you weren't even fucking born yet. What are you talking about?
I learned about this. I have.
You learned about it after us.
Person that was of non-color that sat there and took the time to tell
history
that you learned is not the correct history. A lot of those inventions and those things that people claim that they come up with came from a black person.
So is we just saying the same damn thing?
So
what is you talking about?
You're trying to criticize social media.
No. Yes. I was not criticizing.
Social
media, you know, started with us. Okay. It started with y'all. Computers came out with us.
You said that y'all heard it from John's wife, who was friends with so and so, right? What's different from John's wife that was from so and so that's typing it and posting it? How?
Your camera's on.
How is
you filming us now? What the fuck?
That's that new age.
What the fuck? Trash.
Recording us too.
This go, hey, you know what this shit gonna do? Yeah. That's gonna ruin my career 20 years from now. Oh, this is recording right now. This is recording right now anyway.
You can do it on your own. How? What makes your information different than what my information is?
Because y'all can edit y'all's information. We couldn't edit ours.
Yep.
The way we were able
because
to
do it. Because y'all can put that, in there what y'all wanted to go in there. We can't edit. We couldn't edit our information.
All of a sudden, you know about black history, you can we have to go to the library and read that, or maybe it can so happen to come on.
And they had this thing.
You were taking people from it.
You want people to listen to you, but you don't want to listen.
You don't listen, and you don't have to be combative. If you listen, it's not combative. Everybody is saying the same thing.
You've been combative about being combative.
I'm just saying, what makes you think because we're on social media that we did not get this information from a textbook, that we did not take the time to go figure out what the truth was?
Let me see your book bag.
It consists of a MacBook.
So shut the fuck up. You motherfuckers don't even know how to turn pages. Okay, do you know how to create? Do you? You probably know. Do you know how to write English? You know how to write English?
Write. Oh my God! Y'all think that we are just that stupid?
No, we think we don't think y'all that stupid. We think y'all that ignorant.
Hi Taylor. I know several.
Hey Tay.
Hey.
A while ago. Knew. I thought you was coming a while ago.
So my bitch pulled up.
So you left me.
My bitch pulled up. What do you want me to do? My nigga pulled up on me. What you want me to do?
How have you been?
Come eat with me a little bit.
My whole family.
Oh,
that's different.
Oh, that's a
word
chair
right there.
That's a gem.
That's real different.
Yeah,
because
you know I don't play that shit.
Hey, everybody.
Hey.
You know I don't play that shit.
But
okay.
We were actually supposed to meet her, but she has to go back to Canada for 3 weeks.
Her?
For work.
With
so.
Our generation.
What do you mean
her?
I said her.
I thought you said her. Since I've been gay for the longest. What the hell are you talking about? Her generation
was forced to be taught that we don't know anything.
That's not true. If y'all don't know, y'all generation don't know it, or you talking about our generation?
Our generation. Y'all were taught that we get everything from social media.
Y'all do.
We get everything from the internet.
TikTok rules all of y'all.
But now.
Because I got grown bitches at work that say, TikTok told me this. TikTok gonna be there for your dumb ass.
TikTok is also the same thing that's getting these corporations to lose money. TikTok is also the same thing that's getting
y'all's generation is social media driven.
Everything that you're telling us now, where did you learn it from?
We have to state the obvious, of course, the internet. Because all right. All right. Around,
I win my argument again.
Okay,
but you have to prove internet. You have to check the sources on it.
Thank you. I was going
to
say that's the internet.
That's the main thing.
That's why I just said they. So reason why I don't believe what the hell they.
When I asked you about that, where you was getting that stuff from?
Question on documents that I have looked up myself due to what's going on in the current climate. I have seen these exact documents where they have stated what's going on in Palestine was talked about back in 2009. So I've read that document.
Who make a document?
What do you mean who made the document? So it's that .gov.
No. What I'm saying is...
Oh, the government don't put
that. You say anything that said .gov is true?
You can't say that to me and then the same thing is everything that is on the news.
Say it again, Mimi.
In the book.
Say it again, because you said you can't say it to
you. You want me to believe what's in a textbook, but then you're telling me
I never told you, because I told you. So don't believe everything that you read.
That's what I'm saying. So you want me to believe what they're telling you? Y'all have to learn from those same textbooks that they fixed.
We had the same textbooks as y'all.
Trust me, we had the same textbooks.
A lot of our learning and whatnot came from our elders and ancestors around us. It came from the people that were also dealing in the business.
Let me ask you something.
No,
have you ever seen Roots?
But the difference is...
Knowledge was told.
The knowledge is different. Now, here's the reality of it. And you know, I'm a hippie.
You know,
I don't believe a lot of shit. Like, Jesus, I don't know who that white man is. You know what I'm saying? But y'all's textbooks and our textbooks were a lot different. A lot of things that were in y'all's textbooks are in ours now. And some stuff that's in our textbooks wasn't in y'all's. You know, a lot of shit be removed and added and removed.
Ask any black person. What age were they when they found out about Malcolm X? And then ask that same person how long it was before you found out about, what's his name? He woke up and killed all them black and white people.
Which one, Jim Jones?
No, not, Jim Jones was not the
cool one. You talking about the black man? Like
Nat Turner. Yeah, Nat Turner. Okay. Nat Turner was never taught to us.
We knew about him.
The only motherfucker we knew about in school was Martin Luther King. They didn't even tell you about Malcolm X. They told you about Marcus Garvey. I learned about Malcolm X and everybody else from elders.
This is one thing that's funny because a dude that I was just talking to at work on yesterday, they were talking about Martin Luther King. Y'all realize Martin's.
It's Thanksgiving. We sit up there talking about a bunch of shit. I had a topic, but it is what it is.
His daddy, Martin's daddy, went on a trip to Egypt and shit like that all over there. And he came back. He said, I no longer want to be known as Michael. I'm now Martin. That's how Martin's name became Martin Luther King, the Jr. The Jr. His name is Michael.
But what I'm saying is I've also Michael Jr. people that... For example, my teacher...
But you didn't know that.
That is a piece of information I did not know.
But they got everything on the internet about Martin Luther King.
I'm all for the accountability.
What I'm saying...
accountable.
See, now you know what? A lot of motherfuckers your age, I can't have these conversations with. You are a compatible opponent to have it with because you have your own knowledge and you seem like you went further. But the way you've went further... is because of the parents and the upbringing you had for you to not never give up, for you not to be a sucker, for you not to just listen to whatever. See, we had it. Our elders told us kind of what we tell you a different way. Don't believe every motherfucking thing you read. Or here. And some of what you see.
Okay. That shit that you see on the TV?
Oh, man. Don't believe
that. Because, see, Fox News, ain't nobody
only people. Look, I'm going to tell you this one thing I'm going to show. Only time that not believing TV came very prevalent and came very back strong was when the COVID came.
Not even COVID.
No, with COVID with me. Because, you know, I ain't got sick with that shit.
When the whole election was going on.
Who give a fuck about the election? That's putting people in... When nobody dying because of the goddamn election.
But that's what I'm saying. That's when everybody fully gave the media up. That's when everybody fully started realizing that Fox News was not a credible source.
Well, we knew Fox was one of the most racist.
Came about, television media became prevalent.
But you know what's crazy? I was watching a show. I think it's not Far From Grace. It's like one of them old hospital shows. Grace something. It's Grace. Something Grace.
She was the nurse.
And COVID, this show came out in 2009, and it had a COVID case.
Okay, how about...
But it said it called it COVID, it called it something
else. They called it COVID.
When your grandparents were growing up...
COVID.
Right, it's been on the
Lysol
can.
It
don't
even exist.
That's why they call it COVID-19.
The CDC has all this shit. You know what I'm saying? And they pick and choose when they're going to release shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because Ebola.
Yeah, it was
a little... We don't hear about it no more, but it just was like a big old thing.
When they try and get rid of motherfuckers and whatnot, they use the shit.
And that,
like,
but you know what, like COVID,
COVID was population control.
Correct.
What you calling was population control? What was that when
we get old?
Are you guys okay with the things that's going on now in the world?
Because if you look at it, most people that died from COVID, with the exception of the few.
Yeah, but what the fuck we gonna do about it? America is at
it
again.
On social media, but if you...
No, I look on social media.
I'm saying, like, I don't think...
You said you don't trust her generation.
I don't trust none of them motherfuckers.
So I'm the cross between yours...
Well, I halfway don't trust your ass neither then.
I feel like I am.
She's a millennial.
How old are you?
I feel like I'm 33.
Right, millennial.
But see, I'm like in the middle because... But I also...
No, Kennedy's age group is a millennial.
I feel like...
Tay is not... Tay and...
Did you used to... Let me ask something. You got kids? You don't got no kids. If you had a kid, would you whoop your kid?
Probably not.
Oh, you get the fuck out of here.
I'll tell you why. I'll be honest with you.
Beating them kids' ass.
Like, for example, like my niece. I raised my niece for the first 4 years of her life, right? My niece, she's biracial. She live with her white daddy. She be on that white shit. I don't play that shit. And I don't have to. I never really had to whoop her or anything. She played with her mama. She played her mama face, but she ain't never had to play in mine. Because we're not going to play with each other.
Aunts are different.
No, because when I say I raised that child,
she was mama.
I was the mama.
Right.
Because my sister wasn't ready to be no mama. You get what I'm saying? I raised that child. I graduated at 17. I moved back up north the day after my graduation, and that little girl been on my hip since then. That little helper is an authorized user on my credit card. Baby, I am